Today we're building a dark jungle reese patch in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way, with an automation-first workflow. So instead of making a static bass loop and hoping it feels alive, we're designing a patch that can move, breathe, and evolve across the arrangement. That's exactly what you want in drum and bass, especially in the edit side of production, where the section has to stay exciting bar after bar. Now, the core idea is pretty simple. First, build a solid bass sound. Then use automation to create tension, motion, and contrast. Keep the low end tight, keep the mids aggressive, and make sure the sound works with the drums, not just on its own. A great reese in jungle should feel dark, unstable, wide on top, and locked in on the bottom. Let's start with a clean MIDI track and load up Waveeatable. Waveeatable is perfect for this, because it gives us a lot of control without needing any third-party plugins. For the basic patch, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave and oscillator 2 to a saw wave as well. Detune them slightly against each other so you get that classic beating reese motion. Keep the unison somewhere around 2 to 4 voices, and don't go overboard on the spread. We want width, but we don't want the low end falling apart. If you want the patch to feel a little more dangerous, lower oscillator 2 just a touch. That gives you a slightly more subtle, grimy movement instead of an all-out super saw blast. Set the synth to monophonic mode so the bass plays one note at a time, and add a little glide, maybe around 30 to 80 milliseconds, if you want those sliding movements between notes. That can really help with jungle phrasing. Now here's a really important point. The sub and the reese should not be treated as one giant blob. That's one of the fastest ways to make a DNB bassline fall apart in the mix. So the best workflow is to split the bass into two layers, keep the reese on one track, and put a clean sub on another track using operator or analog. In operator, use a simple sine wave, keep it mono, keep it clean, and follow the same MIDI notes as the reese. No heavy distortion, no unison, no widening, just a stable, centered foundation. On the reese layer, use a Q8 and gently high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the patch and the key. The goal is not to gut the sound. You still want the reese to feel like one instrument. You're just clearing space so the sub can do its job. That separation is huge in jungle, because the kick and sub relationship needs to stay tight and controlled. Now let's build the processing chain before we dive into automation. A really solid stock chain for this could be saturator, auto filter, EQ8. Glue compressor, and utility. If you want extra aggression, you can also experiment with roar or pedal later on. Start with saturator. A little bit of drive goes a long way here. Try somewhere around 2 to 8 dB of drive, then turn soft clip on so the sound thickens up without getting too spiky. This helps the reese speak on smaller systems and adds harmonic density to the midrange. Next, auto filter. This is where the automation first mindset really starts to matter. Set it to a low-pass filter with a 24 dB slope, keep resonance low to moderate, and place the cutoff somewhere in the middle so you've got room to automate both darker and brighter. This is going to be one of your main movement controls. After that, EQ8. Use it to clean up any mud or harshness. If the low end on the reese layer is still too heavy, cut a little more from the bottom. If the upper mids are harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, tame them slightly. And if the bass feels too polite, a small boost in the juicy mid-range can bring it back to life. Then add glue compressor lightly, just to glue the harmonics together. Keep the ratio no around 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing this, we're just making it feel cohesive. Finally, use utility to control the width. If the bass gets too wide in the low mids, rein it in. The sub should stay mono, and the reese should only get wider in the parts of the spectrum where stereo actually helps. Always check this in mono, because a reese that sounds huge in stereo can disappear the second the mix collapses. Now for the fun part, the bass line itself. Don't think like a house groove, think like jungle. That means syncopation, call and response, and movement that dances around the drums. A good starting point is a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Keep the notes fairly low, usually somewhere around F1 to A2 depending on the track key. You want room for the sub, room for the kick, and room for the breakbeat to breathe. Try building a phrase that lands on beat 1, leaves a pocket before the snare, holds a note into the second bar, and then shifts rhythm slightly toward the end of the loop. That little change is what keeps a DNB bassline feeling alive instead of repetitive. In jungle, the bass should feel like it's conversing with the drums, not sitting on top of them. Now we get into the heart of the lesson, automation. This is where the whole thing comes to life. Instead of constantly rewriting the MIDI, We're using automation to evolve the tone over time. The best parameters to focus on are filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, wavy-able position, oscillator level, unison amount, utility width, and maybe a few effect sends like reverb or delay for transitions. For this lesson, think in arrangement-based automation first. That means shaping the sound across 8-bar, 16-bar, or 32-bar sections in arrangement view. If you're working in loops, clip envelopes are great too. But the big musical move here is making the bass behave like part of the arrangement, not just a loop. A classic move is to automate the auto-filter cutoff across an 8-bar phrase. Start a little closed in bars 1 and 2 to create tension. Then gradually open it through bars 3 and 4 so more harmonics come through. In bars 5 and 6, push the drive and resonance a little harder for intensity. Then in bars 7 and 8, dip the cutoff slightly before the phrase loops back around. That gives you a natural sense of lift and release. And here's a coaching tip. Don't draw automation just because the line looks cool. Ask yourself what the move is doing. Is it adding tension? Is it creating a lift into the next phrase? Is it making the bass feel more unstable? Is it clearing room for a drum fill? If the answer isn't clear, the automation may be doing too much. You can also automate saturator drive for extra energy. This is great before a drop, at the end of a phrase, or during a fill. For example, keep the drive around 3 dB most of the time, then push it up to 6 or 8 dB on the final bar of a section. Bring it back down on the next downbeat. That gives you a subtle sense of push and release, and it works really well in jungle edits. Another nice layer of motion is wavy-able position or oscillator mix. Use tiny changes here. Seriously, tiny. Even a small shift over 4 or 8 bars can make the bass feel like it's breathing. You can automate oscillator 2 level, unison depth, or wavy-able positioned if you want the patch to feel a little more alive without changing the actual notes. For extra contrast, try device on and off automation. This is a really strong editing trick. You could turn on a heavier saturation stage only at the end of a 16-bar section, or bring in a temporary chorus or phaser for a transition, then switch it off when the drop hits. Devices like Chorus Ensemble, Phaser Flanger, Echo, Redux, and Roar can all be used sparingly for these moments. The key is to use them like seasoning, not the main dish. Stereo control matters a lot here too. Reese Bass loves width, but the low end has to stay focused. Keep the sub mono, let the upper layer have some width, and keep checking the mix in mono. If the bass disappears or gets hollow, it's too facey or too wide. In a density NB arrangement, tight low end wins every time. Now think about arrangement like a real edit. A strong jungle Reese section shouldn't just be one loop copied across the song. It should evolve. Maybe the intro has a filtered version of the bass, then the first drop brings in the full groove, then the second drop opens the filter more and adds extra drive. You can duplicate the same MIDI clip and change only the automation from section to section. That's a really efficient way to create progression, without rewriting the whole part. If you want even more precision, use clip envelopes for local movement inside a loop. This is perfect for phrase-level edits, like a little filter sweep, a short distortion push, or a one-off change at the end of a bar. Jungle thrives on these tiny details. They make the track feel hand-built. Let's talk about some common mistakes, because these will save you time. First, don't make the Reese too wide in the low end. If the sub and low mids are stereo heavy, the bass will collapse in the mix. Second, don't automate everything at once. A few well-chosen changes will sound stronger than 12 small ones fighting each other. Third, don't forget that the drums need space. If the bass is constantly saturated and full in the exact same range as the snare and break, the groove loses impact. And fourth, always check phase. Detuning, chorus, and widening can sound great until you hit mono and the whole thing thins out. A few extra pro tips can really level this up. Subtle pitch movement can add a dark, ominous character, especially on the last note of an 8-bar phrase. A tiny bit of noise or texture, like vinyl crackle or filtered ambience, can give the bass more atmosphere. Roar can add modern aggression if you want a heavier edge. And if you automate reverb or delay sends instead of keeping them on all the time, you'll get dramatic transitions without washing out the drop. Another great move is to introduce the bass in stages. Start with just a filtered hint in the intro, then bring in some mid-range body in the pre-drop, and finally reveal the full patch in the drop. That makes the entrance feel much bigger. You can also create a one-bar answer every 8 bars, like a quick filter jump, a note change, a sudden drive push, or a little gap before the loop restarts. Those small edits keep the listener locked in. Here's a strong practice exercise. Build a 4-bar jungle Reese phrase. In bar 1, Keep the filter fairly closed and the note sparse. In bar 2, open the filter slightly, add a short note near the snare, and raise the saturator drive a bit. In bar 3, open the filter more and add a touch of oscillator movement or unison spread. Then in bar 4, push the drive or resonance briefly, add a tiny fill note at the end, and close the filter slightly before the loop restarts. Then test it with kick, snare, breakbeat tops, sub, and one atmospheric layer. Listen in mono, at low volume, and with drums only. If it still hits in all those checks, you're on the right track.